Penguin Random House Audio presents The Space Between the Stars by Anne Corlett. Read for you by Mary Woodvine. To Simon, for never telling me to stop asking about on the laptop and get a proper job. Well, almost never. Chapter 1. She knew it was the third day when she woke. Even in the twists and tangles of the fever, her sense of time had remained unbroken. More than unbroken. Wetted into a measure of such devastating accuracy that she'd wanted nothing more than to die quickly and be done with that merciless death-watch count of her last hours. And dying was quicker, according to the infomercials that spiralled out from the central planets when the virus first took hold there. Most people were gone by halfway through the second day. If you were still lingering beyond that midpoint, chances were you'd still be there after the fever had burned itself out in the last vicious surge on the third day. Jamie could taste blood in her mouth, bitter as old coins, and her back was aching with a dull, bed-bound creak of pain. But her bones were no longer splintering in some unseen vice, and there was none of the twisting vertigo that had flung her about inside relentless nightmares. In the throes of the fever, skeletal horses had leered at her, and an organ grinder, who was nothing but teeth and hands, had turned the handle faster and faster until it all blurred into nothingness. Her senses were slowly coming back online. She could hear her own ragged, uneven breathing, and she could smell the reek of sweat-stained sheets. She was alive. That realization brought no leap.